It was difficult to keep track of it all. Finally, we turned into a room with a table, two chairs, and a spread of food. Apparently, I wasn't to be dinner. The queen settled in one chair, and I sat across from her. She waved her guards away before turning to me.
I want to trust you, but we've been used by humans before. Know that I have a stiletto on me, and know how to use it with deadly accuracy.
I believe you, and I promise not to do anything to harm you. Unless she started it. It was hard not to be uneasy about the whole situation. But the food smelled good, and a scrumptious feast, like the ones of which I hadn't seen, well, ever. It looked especially delicious, because I'd been eating what we could scrounge from the forest for months. This looks wonderful. She put a piece of flaky pastry on her plate.
Please, eat whatever you would like. I'm afraid they always prepare more food than I can consume.
Thank you. I tried to hold back, but I couldn't. I piled my plate high and began eating, thankful that the orc food was human-friendly.
How long have you been in the forest?
Longer than I know, I said between bites. Since before I showed, I could still get away with being in public, but only just. And even then, someone who knew me well would be able to tell I was thickening.
How have you survived?
We went back and forth, her asking questions about our time in the woods and me answering them. She asked,
You survived the fairies?
Barely. I finished eating long before I wanted to. My eyes were bigger than my stomach. If I could save the food, I would. But I had nothing to carry it in. And unfortunately, the baby was pressing on my stomach, making it more difficult to keep it full.
You have a remarkable gift of getting people to believe you and be on your side, the queen said.
I stared. What was I supposed to say to that? It wasn't something I heard every day. Thank you, she smiled, showing her fangs, but looking less fearsome than before.